This year marks the 50th anniversary of the filming of Hello, Dolly! In communities of the Hudson Valley, and a devotee of the film has organized a Hello Again, Dolly! Festival that includes an exhibit, flash mob with Tommy Tune, and more. I spoke with the festival's director, Christopher Radko, who says you'll want to put on your Sunday clothes. At age 9, Christopher Radko saw the premiere of Hello, Dolly! In New York City, his first musical on the big screen. He was wowed. However, a question persisted. In the movie, the title character, Dolly Levi, arrives in Yonkers.
And P.S., where is this Yonkers that they keep talking about? Because it doesn't look like any Yonkers I knew of back in the 60s.
Fast forward about half a century from when Radko was 9, the former Tarrytown resident was driving around the Hudson Valley and came upon Garrison.
You know, so literally for 40 years, I always wondered until I stumbled upon the Garrison Cafe right here in Garrison. And the lady, you know, behind the register said, hey, if you're looking for something to do, go down to the Garrison train station. That's where they filmed the movie Hello, Dolly.
So he went to Garrison Landing, standing where scenes in the 1969 Academy Award-winning movie were filmed. Radko became a Garrison resident some 2 years ago.
Your heart knows in a moment you will...
Wait a second, this is wild. You moved to Garrison because of Hello, Dolly.
Yes. I always tell my friends that, to me, Garrison is a bit like the movie Brigadoon. You know, another movie with Gene Kelly acting it instead of directing it. And, you know, it's in Brigadoon, you're lucky enough to find this magical place in the Highlands. In that case, it was Scotland. But, you know, once you find it, you got to jump in, and otherwise it closes up and disappears for another century. I just feel that way about this magical community.
So from his newfound Brigadoon, Radko began planning the festival, which is already underway. One of the highlights is June 16th.
West Point is doing Hello, Dolly! Music in their August concert. We're doing recreations from both the movie and from The Matchmaker by Thornton Wilder. We had hat making a couple weeks ago at Garrison Art Center for the parade that's coming up this weekend, which has a Victorian theme, so it's costume optional. But we're really excited because Tommy Tune, who played Ambrose in the movie, he's returning to the exact location and he'll be singing and dancing to the same song, Put On Your Sunday Clothes, as he did literally 50 years ago in June of 1968. And we all get to be extras in that scene. And we all get to, you know, dance and sing and perform in it and wear our costumes as well. So it's really kind of a cathartic and culturally fun moment for this community.
Broadway veteran Tommy Tune will indeed lead the flash mob parade at Garrison Landing, though donning Sunday clothes on a Saturday.
I wrote this book, Hello Again, Dolly. It's a compendium book for the museum exhibit at the Putnam History Museum. And so one chapter is devoted entirely to people whom I interviewed, about 40 different people. A lot of them were kids back then. They were hired as extras. And one of the kids related to me how Walter Matthau wouldn't like sign your autograph book if you had one. Instead, Walter Matthau did one thing better. He would actually write out a check, a personal check, with his name on the check, to the kid for one penny and then sign it. Another story is Gene Kelly. When he was not filming or directing, he was actually the director, he would hang out in some of the bars in Cold Spring. Well, sure enough, you know, if there was a pretty girl there, he would try to pick her up. And so one of the guys, you know, who was in town today as a grown-up, he said, well, my mom was one of the women Gene Kelly was trying to pick up. The only thing is that he wasn't wearing his toupee that day at the bar, so she didn't know who it was. And anyway, she was married, so she probably would have said no anyway.
With the lighthearted moments came sadness, as Senator Robert F. Kennedy was shot June 5th, 1968. He died a day later.
Well, that was a day that they were supposed to, you know, film Put On Your Sunday Clothes. And so, of course, it got delayed, I mean, because it was just not possible. Everyone was all broken up about it. But Robert Kennedy had played an important role in securing West Point for 20th Century Fox. originally the producers of the movie, you know, asked West Point, can we, you know, film our wedding scene, our finale, at Trophy Point, because there's a beautiful view of that river. And they said, absolutely not. We will never have any movie people here. And so the producer was not one to say no. So he contacted his friend, Robert Kennedy, Senator Robert Kennedy. And through the State Department, Robert Kennedy, you know, enabled it to happen that West Point would have to allow filming. Then West Point said, okay, fine. You're allowed to film your movie here, but we will not allow you to build any sets here. Again, the producer, not being one to take no for an answer, he had his helicopter pilot airlift the sets that were built in Garrison across the Hudson River and simply drop them into place at West Point, ready built.
Radko says he learned a lot in researching for his book.
Did research on Richard Amsel, who designed the Hello Dolly poster. He was a student at a Philadelphia art academy, and 20th Century Fox had put out a contest, a nationwide contest, who wants to design our poster, you know, first prize, whatever, $1,000 or whatever. Richard Amsel won it, and it's really quite curious because it's a very kind of a 1960s designed poster with those bright flowers, those day gold flowers, and Barbra Streisand's hat. And he actually used a spirograph to make those flowers. The powers that be in Hollywood realized that by the late 60s, over 60% of the movie-going public was 30 or under. So that's why they chose sort of a hip kind of, you know, mod poster to attract a younger generation. And that also is why Barbra Streisand was cast. Even though she's playing a woman twice her age, they wanted a young actress, Barbra was 25 at the time, to play the lead because they wanted to attract a younger audience. Had they put Carol Channing, who was in her high 40s back then, they were afraid that the 20-somethings would not go see the movie.
The exhibit at the Putnam History Museum in Cold Spring that Radko curated includes Gene Kelly's original movie script, audio interviews with the actors from 1968, rare foreign posters, Streisand's director's chair, and costumes.
The centerpieces are the costumes, the original costumes from Hello Dolly, all of which were designed by Irene Schirraff, who was a many Academy Award-winning costume designer who had been working in Hollywood, you know, since the early 40s. She did, you know, many, many famous movies, Meet Me in St. Louis, Cleopatra, many, many films before she did Hello Dolly. Well, the dress she designed for Dolly Levi for Barbra Streisand, which Barbara wore here in Garrison, had vanished. You know, shortly after the movie was finished, the dress disappeared and nobody knew where it was, not even Barbra Streisand, who knows about things like this. She had no idea where it was. And I finally, after a great deal of searching on the internet, I tracked it initially to Brazil and then from Brazil to Barcelona, Spain. I was able to reach out to that owner. She was a private collector, and convince her to please allow us to borrow that gown, you know, for our exhibit. She said, okay, fine, but I will personally deliver it to you. We had to pay her in cash. So it was like a drug deal. There I was at Kennedy Airport, you know, she was opening her trunk, and I had my trunk open, and we had the paperwork, and, like, I gave her the bag of cash. She gave me the dress, you know.
Why isn't Barbra Streisand making an appearance?
Who's to say that she isn't? I'm ever hopeful. You know, she definitely knows about the festival. She's given us her blessing. Her music director has said that he is planning to work with Barbra on doing a little video for us. I'm, you know, excited about that and, you know, keeping my fingers crossed that that can happen. And, hey, if she wants to come in person, we will roll out the red carpet.